Health is really good. Feeling good, you know. Progress is coming along, but as far as practice, I'm not sure yet. I still gotta get with coach and the training staff to see where what they have me do.
Davis, I know you're a vet. What do you think it can do for young players to have a couple of days here before everything really gets going to kind of get the lay of the land and figure things out? Maybe for you two as a new face.
Yeah, I think the fact that they'll have a few days before everyone else comes in and back in the offense, at least on the offensive side, obviously, but back on the offense and the defense before the guys come in will be very helpful. It'll be helpful for me being here. So I'm happy to be able to dive back into the playbook. And again, I want to learn it as much as I can inside and out. So when I'm back on the field, I'm able to play fast.
Given that you've missed some time and stuff with the injury, how do you feel in terms of being a veteran with that running back group? Have you been able to kind of get to know the guys a little bit and offer help, or has it been kind of more concentrating on getting yourself back together?
No, definitely I think I've been able to help because I'm in every meeting and I go out there on the field when they're practicing. So, again, it takes getting used to knowing that I am the vet now, because I've been under some older guys for the most part of my career, or all of it really. But any help I can, I give them. And we talk often, we text outside of the building. So that's really why I'm here to help always. I've always said when you have that kind of competition in the room, it only makes everybody better. And at the end of the day, the best player is gonna play, whether that's me, Dalvin, Jet, Newbie. The best running back is gonna play, and so everybody has to have that kind of mindset, and everybody has to go out there and compete.
Now that you are healthy, how intense do you think that competition will be to replace Adrian Peterson?
I think, to be honest, I don't think anyone's looking at it in that way. I think obviously we know that guy was great in that uniform, but I think for everyone in the running back room right now, it's about the individual. For me, I want to be the best player I can be, and I want to be, taking the snaps and being a number one back, and I know each other guy wants to do that as well. So I think for everyone in there, it's about themselves and getting better so they can be the guy.
Seeing rookies arrive take you back to when you were a rookie, what memory do you have from that very first?
I'm not going to lie, thankfully, I didn't have to report early when I think they just kind of added that in there, that they're able to report early. We did it last year out in Oakland, but I had a lot of nerves, especially when I started turning into the campus. For one, I've never done an actual camp, training camp in a dorm room, so I'm getting that whole feel. We were spoiled out there at the Marriott in Oakland. So had a lot of nerves. Again, I'm in a new situation, and so you never know what to expect. But I think a lot of that too is just excitement and knowing that the season is really, really close.
How did you become a good pass blocker, and what can you pass along to Dalvin Cook about that?
To be honest, for a while I never thought I was a good pass protector. I actually thought I was just really bad at it, and so I was very just critical on myself. On the way it looked, on especially if I got bull rushed or if I got juked, I was just very critical of myself, and I think that just kind of really just motivated me to just at least use my frame. It might not look pretty, but just use my frame, use my size, and make sure my guy doesn't touch the quarterback. And I've been able to try and improve on that each year and get better at it.
That you come to a new team and you still haven't even put the uniform yet, and really don't know when it will be the first time.
Yeah, it's very difficult because those guys, they got the upper hand. They've been out there practicing. Dalvin, he's been in the system. It's one thing for me to watch from the sideline, but when you're in it, you learn a lot. It's much easier to learn when you go out there and you're able to make the mistakes. I can only see, but I'm not doing right now, and so. I would say they're ahead of the game right now, and so when I do come back, I got some making up to do, and I gotta, bust my behind to make sure I set myself apart. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.